All right. First, let me give you some background information. It was the middle of August. I had just turned 9. Like every summer, my grandparents were coming to stay with us for an entire week. My dad and grandpa were taking on the task of tearing up our driveway and redoing it. Now, my grandparents living with us meant that they got to sleep in my bed, and I got to use one of the greatest things ever invented, according to a 9-year-old, an air mattress. Yes, that wonderful, bouncy, king-size piece of plastic. They could keep my bed forever for all I cared, at the time, not now. So every night, someone in my family would get out that little electric air pump and my sleeping quarters would come to life. Now pause for a second. I want to make it known that I'm a notorious sleepwalker. Like going into your parents' room and standing over them until they wake up, sleepwalker. I could have nailed a part in Paranormal Activity. So one night, no particular one, I flopped onto my bed and drifted off to sleep. Hours later, I awoke dazed and confused. Next, I did the only thing reasonable a child does when they wake up in the middle of the night. I faked a stomachache and went into my parents' room. My mom, angrily and still half asleep, went to the kitchen and gave me some medicine to shut me up. She told me to go back to sleep and then went back to her room. I waited a few minutes, probably just long enough for her to fall back asleep, and I went back to her room again. Mom, I can't find the air mattress. What? What do you mean you can't find the air mattress? I don't know, it's not there. By that time, there were a few choice words being said aimed in my direction. Together, we walked out into the living room, and to her surprise, the air mattress really wasn't there. Now, I live in a one-story ranch-styled house. There are not many places you can hide a king-sized air mattress. My mom was half asleep and finding no humor in this 3 a.m. scavenger hunt. She told me just to sleep on the couch and then went back to bed. After all this commotion, my dad had woken up and wanted to know what was going on. My mom told him that I lost the air mattress. This was too odd of an explanation for him to just roll over and go back to sleep. He came out into the living room, and I explained that I really couldn't find it. He began opening doors and searching every room. He did a full inspection of our basement and even walked around outside. How could a 9-year-old lose an air mattress, let alone even pick one up and carry it somewhere? There were only 2 rooms left that had been unsearched. My room with my sleeping grandparents and my sister, who was 2 at the time. Which one would be worse to wake up? My dad decided to check my room first, and when he went to open the door, it bounced off of something. Something large and plastic, the air mattress. I had dragged the king-size bed out of our living room, down our hallway, and shoved it through the door on top of my sleeping grandpa, without knocking anything over or waking anyone up. If you had asked me in the middle of the day to drag the air mattress across our house, I would have told you that you were crazy and that no one could do that, but somehow in my sleep, I managed superhero strength.